The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13th cycle's Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in the second Brachot is Daf Chof Chet, and we're holding in the middle of the exciting political issues. As fresh as today's newspaper, these issues, of course, take place in Yavne, though not Yerushalayim. But nonetheless, the Daf Yomi is coming to you, Bibein Chomot Yerushalayim, on its way to finishing. And we're on Daf Chof Zayin, Amud Beit, and they had just offered the job of international leadership to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, after deciding that Rabbi Gamliel they had enough of, the way that he treated Rabbi Yoshua. And they tell him, would you like to take the job? And he said, of all things, I'm going to go and ask my wife. And that's what we were up to, the last two words on Amud Beit. So he did ask his wife. And what do you think she said? What they always say. And how do you know they won't fire you the same way they fired the first guy? So Amra Lei, Dilma Ma Ringlach. So he said to her, and if they do, what's the big deal? That's like the women who refuse to use their crystal glasses because they'll break, so they never use them. Isn't it better to be l'shtamish in his yumachot abakasa demukar l'machal litvar? Use it for one day, and it'll break the next day, but at least that way you used it. I'm running. But you don't want to be, look at you, you're a kid. You're barely 18 years old. Leta chivarta. And you get up there with your black hair, and you're supposed to look like an intelligent guy. That day he was 18 years old. And a miracle happened, and he got 18 rows for each of his years of white hair. I knew the comer of Elizabeth and Azariah. I'm 7. He was really 18. But, you know, listen, I must be a zake in another way. But he didn't say I'm a ben shivim shana. Anyway. His first takana of that day was to get rid of the Shomer HaPetach and allow whoever wants to come into Beit HaMidrash to learn, he can come in. Rabbi Gamliel had standards. Rabbi Gamliel would refuse to allow anybody in. A guy who puts on his big black hat and he's a shmo inside, like all of these guys, I don't want them in the Beit HaMidrash. So they got a Shomer HaPetach. Imagine a Shomer HaPetach must be pretty good. To be able to look at a guy and to know whether it's Tocho Kivaro. It's almost as good as the people stand at the Machsumim and they know right away, good morning, never mind, pull over to the side, you know, good Arab. That's all it takes. So over here they were able to spot the frumis. Anyway, so nobody was allowed in. But when he came, he took away the Shomer HaPetach. Now anybody could come. It does for Kamas have several tons of new chairs in the Beit HaMidrash. And Machloket how many? Omer Yoga Pligababa, Yosef Ben Destoyen, Rabona. I don't remember who said which, but Kadamar Tusva Araba Meas, as I one Ban Yomar says, there were 400 new benches in the Beit HaMidrash. But Kadamar Shema Meas of Sali. And the place started to look like the mirror. Rabbi Gamliel started feeling pretty sick about himself. He said, ay, ay, ay. Look at this, how many more people are learning. Maybe I did such damage when I was in charge not to let all these nice people in. Anyway, he had a dream, and in his dream, he was shown a vision of beautiful barrels, all nice and white, chatzvei chivrei, and they're all filled with dirt. Malikipa, which of course, lo tocho kevaro, exactly. So you see, this is exactly who they let in. It's a dream. Baloi, but it wasn't true. Because just min hashamayim, they felt so bad from Gamliel's pain. So they showed him this dream, liyatuve daite with the axel, it would make him feel better. But you know you can't trust God in these things. And it's, he always tells you what you need to hear for your own psychology. Exactly. This is again the famous Rabbi Natan. That's why Aaron was questioned by Sharabin. Who cares if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you atapo amodi madi? He always tells you what you want to hear. Doesn't mean you were supposed to do that. Yeah. Anyway, so it was liyatuve daite. Tana, you should know that the entire Masechet Idiot was said on that day. Bo Bayom Nishne. As a matter of fact, whenever we get to a place where it says Bo Bayom, like we just had, that Bo Bayom is a reference to that famous day, the day in which they let the doors wide open, which everything changed, a complete revolution, and they had so many people, and so much discussions, and so much openness that had never been had before, where Galil was in control of everything, and you were afraid to say what you thought, and he had his knights coming in there to jostle.
Lo hayta lacha shehayta tuloya bebeit hamidrash shelo pishur. All those years, wherever they had sveikot at the Beit HaMidrash, they that day were mefarish halacha. And you think Rav Gamliel, because of the politics, refused to walk into the Beit HaMidrash? He came in like anybody else, sat down like a good boy. Vafrem Gamliel lo manatz romi Beit HaMidrash afilu shachat. There's even a Mishnah in which, oh boy, what a terrible situation. The day before, he's telling Rabbi Yeshua to shut up, stand. And that day, Bo Bayom, it's another Mishnah, it says Bo Bayom from Midyat, walks in Yehuda Ger Amoni, lifnehem beBeit HaMidrash, and he asks in the Beit HaMidrash, I'm a Ger from Edom, am I allowed to get married? Mani lavo bekal with a Jew? Omala Rabbi Amri, of course not! Surat alavo bekal! Said Rabbi Yeshua, no problem. Go find yourself a nice girl. Mutal ta talav obekal. Right there, poor Rabbi Gamliel, right in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Amala Rabbi Gamliel. And what about that little pasuk? Or do you guys no longer care about things like that? What about lo yavo amoni umoavi bekal Hashem?
This is my
Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Amon Moav. Tell me, my dear Rabbi Gamliel, you think that Amon Moav is the same Amon Moav? Bimekoman in Yashvim. Do we not know alo kvar alasam cheriv melech Ashur ubilbel et kol haumot? We know that that was one of the strategies. In the time of Sancheirav and after him, in which any empire that conquered a country would move around the populations. That way would make it very difficult to organize rebellions and would take over the world that way. And Sancheirav even brags about this because he said, "Bekoach yadi asiti ubechokhmati I did this. What did I do? V'yasir gvulot amim." That means, so I moved around the boundaries of nations. Of course, very much done at the end of every major war, just caused all the horrors that we're involved in. And v'atudoteihem shoseti, I stole everything that all of their riches. So what is the asir? The v'orit kavir kavir yoshvi. And therefore, there is no longer any Amon Umoav. If somebody comes from Amon Umoav today, it's like called a parish miruba parish. We think most of the world is Amon Umoav. Omer Rav Gamliel, but that's over. Doesn't it say that God will restore B'nai Amon? I mean, that was a long time ago. Must have already been over, right? Says Rabbi Yeshua, yeah. The same way it says, V'shafti et shvut ami Yisrael, as far as I know, they still are at that. V'adayin lo shavu. Anyway, they took a vote. Paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Miyad hitiruhu lavo bekal. They were matir, this ger, Yehuda ger Amoni, to come and get married. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, all right, I guess it's over. If it's gotten to this point where nobody's even paying attention to me, and apparently it was wrong of me. That's how something. Apparently it was wrong of me to be mitzayim like this. I mean, I'm not really better than anybody else. Ezel befeitzel Rabbi Yeshua ben Akopi mevakish bechila. That's how something. Another one that I see that this is a serious revolution. If I'm to ever get back to my place, I better make up. Skimot elevated. He comes into Rabbi Yeshua's house. Chazino lashita devetei the mashakra. He sees, oh my God, what a horrible place. The guy lived in black walls. Omale, so to open the conversation, he says to Rabbi Yeshua, mikot le beitcha tanikash b'chamiata. I can see from how dark your walls are that apparently you have a difficult parnasa. You're a pachami. Either that means a smithy or it means a maker of, in the Yerushalmi it actually says he used to make needles. But it might mean a maker of charcoal. So you burn wood to make charcoal. Amalos Rabbi Yeshua said, that's a casual comment. Oilo lador shata parnaso. Woe to a generation that a guy like you is in charge. It takes you to all of this to know that I have a difficult parnas. A person who gives a hang about his people would have known this. This is a guy that's supposed to be in charge. You don't know what we go through. B'maimit parnasim, b'maim nizonim. Should be ashamed of yourself. I'm all okay, you're right. Naneti lecha. I'm responding. Mocholi. Ah, get out of here. Lo yashkach, but pay no attention to it. So he finally says, what?
Naneti lecha.
Naneti lecha. That's more, right? Shov ben kish. Same idea. Okay, I hear, I'm sorry.
As opposed to, I gave
to be on there, to be, it's to be naneti yourself, to respond. I respond to what you're saying. I give in other words. Lo yashkach, but pay no attention to him. So Rabbi Gamliel said, don't do it for me. I say, Bishvil Kvod Abba. I mean, it's from the Hillel Azoke, from Dovid HaMelech. I mean, you can't do this. So he said, okay, fine, P.S. So now you can have your job back. Omru Man Nezel, Valeimel Rabbana. Who's going to go and tell the Rabbana that we've made up? There was that guy, the dry cleaner guy, who used to do all the laundry. That's the famous miser from the time of Rebbe, where the guy committed suicide after he heard that he missed out on the funeral. He was the one that was magzer all of the learning that Rebbe had forgotten. The guy was amazing, so he used to sit outside and listen to all the halakas and remember everything. So he went. He said, I'm going to go. So shalach lo Rebbe Yeshua be midrasha. The guy who's been wearing the uniform, he's the one that should be wearing the uniform. With a new guy, somebody else is going to tell somebody that you don't deserve to wear the uniform. In other words, obviously we have to give it back to Gamliel. Rabbi Akiva hears what's going on. He says, that guy ain't coming back here. Slam the doors. It's all we need. He's going to come back here, find out who is on whose side. Just keep him out of here. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. It's Rabbi Yeshua. I better go myself. So mutav the ekum the ezo ana lagabai. I'll work it out. Anyway, he comes, bangs on the door. And he starts shouting, Maze ben maze yaze. Somebody who is from a family of people who handled the paraduma, he should do the tire of the paraduma. Sheino lo mazeh v'lo ben mazeh. Somebody doesn't even come from the faith, no traditions. He's going to tell him mazeh ben mazeh that your water is useless. It's mei ma'ara. It's not mein chayim al keli. And your efer doesn't come from a paraduma. You just burn some wood and it's efer mikvah. It's ridiculous. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, is that you, Rabbi Yeshua? It sounds like you out there. Nitpayasta, if you made up with him, fine. It's not our business. The whole thing was in order to reestablish your dignity. If you're ready to give in, the Machar Aniv Atan Ashkin LePitcho, we'll go together back to Rav Gamliel's house and we'll reinvite him back into the Beit HaMidrash. Obviously, if the two of us go, everybody's going to walk along and we'll make a re-bimachadish et hamlucha, as Shmuel and Avi put it.
Make him nasi again.
Yeah. Okay, but what do we do? What do we do now for Blasu ben Azariah? We're just appointed.
One day.
King for a day. I used to have a TV show, Queen for a Day. So, all right. So, what should we do? Na'avre, should we fire him? You can't do that. I mean, Gemir, we have a couple of Malin, Bekodesh, Vein, Morida. You only go up, can't go down. Yeah, unless you're fired. But Nidrosh, Mar Chada Shabbat, Mar Chada Shabbat. If we split it, and we have a... You're taking turns, one Shabbat, the other Shabbat. That's bad news. Ate like Nuyen. They're going to end up in fights. You can't have two people to say, Main Shlema Lokim Mishtam Shem Meketer Achat. That's all we need. What we need to do is we'll make Rabbi Gamliel much more cautious. So, Lidrash Rabbi Gamliel Talata Shabbat. Let him have 3 weeks in which he gives the Drosha, and we'll put in the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah 1 week for every week, every 3 weeks that he's Darish. There clearly was a year so that it was. Two Shabbatot, or one Shabbat. The Rambam doesn't bring that Shabbat in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Vayinu Dor Mamar, I think that's with Pashtut. The two Shabbatot for one is enough to make the difference, right? But, and then they ask, the Bashar asked, I mean, why would it have to be necessary? Why, if he should be there's three Shabbatot, I mean, there's two Shabbatot, which is the way the Rambam asks. But the truth is that unless something is totally out of line, you have Kina. In other words, if the next step up is just one step ahead of you, so then that's where you want to get. And it's like that in every situation, because that's the next step up. So you want the next step up, right? The guy's got the next step up. But if he's completely above you, that's not yet your area of competition. That's why they don't worry about you. Yeah, but they don't worry about you. The corporation or the yeshiva, whatever the institutional politics are. But the guy who's right below you, that's the guy who's chomping at your heels. So Lameisa, they have to make Rabbi Gamliel out of sight. And therefore, it was not just the next step up. That's right, when we find Shabbat Shal Mi Haita. Somebody wants to know who gave the drasha. So they said, whose Shabbat was it? That's what it's referring to. It's in the Gemara Chagiga. Sherub Elazar ben Azariah Haita. By the way, you know who that Talmud was? It was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The one who got this whole thing moving, who just happened to ask, oh, really? He says, isn't that funny? I just heard from Yeshua. It was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Mishal Musafim Kol Hayom. Okay, the next thing we have is Machlokes, whether Musaf is at Shema Shot or whether it's the whole day. Om Reb Yochai, well, it may be that you have the whole day, but you're called a Poshea for not doing it at the time of Shema Shot, which is the normal time of the Akravat Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. We had this before. Somebody has to choose. He's got two tefillot, one of mincha, one of musaf. Which one? He has to choose which one to do first. He should be mitpalel first of mincha, and then be mitpalel of musaf, because after all, zot tedira, v'zoinat tedira. The one that's more often is the one that gets kedima. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, well, sitzo shitati, the time of Musaf is passing, so you better be mitpalel first shal Musaf, and you'll have lots of time to be mitpalel mincha, because zo mitzvah overet, v'zo mitzvah she'ina overet. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, alacha mitpalel shal mincha, v'achar kach mitpalel shal Musaf, you do the tadir. Rabbi Zera, ki avicholish b'gir, said, avigaz aviyotev epitchad ornatum artuve. When Rabbi Zera got too tired to learn, or just needed a little bit of a rest, he would sit at the gateway of the Beit HaMidrash of Natan Bar Tuvi, and he said, at least this way I'm not wasting my time. Kichalfi Rabbanan. When people come in to learn, I could stand up and show them honor. At least that way, not wasting my life. Kabel Agur, I'll get some schar. Anyway, Nafak Batar of Natan Bar Tuvi, Natan Bar Tuvi came out of Beit HaMidrash. So yes, if so, who paskin today in the Beit HaMidrash? What did they quote? Omalei, well, Achiyom Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Alokik Rabbi Yuda, Yomer Mitpalel Adam Shom Asav, Acharkach Mitpalel Shom Minifan. We paskin what Rabbi Yochanan said, that you do not follow the halacha that we just said of Rabbi Yehuda, and instead we do first mincha and then musaf. This is not done mitzibur in order not to be taya. It's where Ramo paskin. And there's also the sheet of Taisvis over here, which is that this is only where both of them are really in front of you. But it's because you're going into a seuda and you need to daven right now because you may not have time afterwards. But if it's a whole day long, just because it's the time of mincha, daven mincha later in the day. What's the problem? The way you normally would daven. Why can't you daven musaf? Okay, so that's. But our halakha discussions are better to review the previous years where we spent a lot of time on the details. So he said, wow, you're kidding. Rabbi Yochanan was one who said that. He said, yeah. Okay, let's say that again. He did this 40 times. Again. I'm like, what's the big deal? It's like, chadat halach, is this the only thing you ever heard in your life from Rabbi Yochanan? Or is it chadat halach? Or is that this is news to you because you used to think that it was from somebody else, and you're afraid that unless you keep going over it again and again, you're going to slip back into the old way of thinking. No, it's new to me, because I knew this, except that I thought it was Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi who said this. And misafkali, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, and I'm glad to hear that the right approach is that it was Rabbi Yehoshua. Om Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, kolam mit palet vilashu muzafim le'akha sheva shaot Rabbi Yehuda. Allah HaKatuv Omer, somebody who misses the time of Musaf, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Oy, boy. That's where the Novi shouts about a guy like this. Nugei mimoeina safti mimechayu. I've taken away, I mean, it's simple. We're learning it, that because of the fact that the Moed was missed by you, I'm going to break your Moedim. It's all your fault. My mashbai nugi lishad tavra. So in other words, apparently you're learning this to mean that we'll break it away from you. Where do you see nugi means broken? Kedem targum Yosef. That's the targum here. It's tavra ati. Al sonayim de Beit Yisrael. Al da'achru zmani moadaya de Yerushalayim. So because they didn't do the moadim in Yerushalayim, this is what he means. I mean, you can't be ma'achru the moadim if you miss a korban. Over zmano boto korbano. What's the child to say? You're late. Therefore, it's got to be referring to the tefillahs that are meramis and the karbonis were over there. You can make it up so that you could do it late. But it's amazing that the way the Targum is talking about the actual moadim in Yerushalayim, these tefillahs are the moadim. Omer Rabbi Elazar, kol mitpalel tefillah shel shacharit l'arba, l'achar arba shot Rabbi Yehuda, alav hakatuv omer, nugi mimoed asafti mimechayu. So this was Dafka, your fault. Over here, he was saying it over in the context of a brokenheartedness you have. And how do we know that it's a Lishna Tzara? Dichtiv Delfa Nafshi Mituga. I'm dripping from pain. Or Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Betulotea Nugot Vihimarla. A Lashon of bitterness and Tzara. Rav Avia Cholach, one day Rav Avia was feeling pretty weak. Veloata lepirket Rav Yosef, and he didn't show up to the drosha that Rav Yosef usually gave on Shabbos, and that drosha took place after Shacharit, but before Musaf. So the next day, on Sunday, when he came to the yeshiva, Abaya felt that Rav Yosef was upset at Rav Avia for not showing up. So Abaya asked him openly, because he wanted Rav Yosef to hear why he didn't show up. So Lanuchi died to the Rav Yosef. He wanted to make Rav Yosef feel better. So he asked Rav Avi in front of Rav Yosef, my time alavata mala pirka. Omar le davi chalish li boi, velo matzina. How come he didn't show up? So he said, I didn't show up because I was feeling so weak. I just couldn't get up the energy to come. Omar le said, you should add a cup of coffee and a donut. Omar le, what? I thought you're not allowed to do that. לא סוב למר לא הדר רבונו דאמר רבונו אסור לו לאדם שיתום כלום קודם שתפלא תפילת המוספים איזה נשורי נענה לה תאית בפור מוסף אמר לי יבואי לי למר לצבי מוספים לביוחי well what was the problem you could have gone into a room daven on your own come out have a cup of coffee and then go to the Beit Midrash velito miti velamayte אמר לי, but how could I do that? לא סובר לי, מה לא עוד אמר ביוחנן? אסור לו לאדם שיקדים תפילתו לתפילת הציבור, you're not allowed to pray before the ציבור prays? אמר לי, what do you mean? That's only, didn't Rav Abba explain that? לאו איתמר לאמר רב אבא, בציבור שלנו, that's only if you are in the shul with the ציבור, but you didn't come. You could have davened on, you don't have to wait for the same time that the ציבור prays. The truth is, we paskin like neither. Let the other look Ravuna, the look of Yerushal ben Levi. When we say to Ravuna, we mean this Ravuna that was just quoted about it's being prohibited to eat before Musaf. That's not true. So we don't paskin Ravuna the Maran. And when we say we don't paskin similar Allah, like Yerushal ben Levi, what's that referring to? The Amr of Yerushal ben Levi, Kivan Shigiaz Man Tvilat HaMincha, Asur Lo Adam Shiitam Klum, Kodim Shitpalat Tvilat HaMincha, you're not allowed to eat anything before you pray Mincha. That is also not true La Allah. Dear Mr. President, you are on. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akon haya mitpalel b'knisato lebeit ha-midrash u'b'yitziyato tefila k'tzara. He used to say a prayer as he came into the Beit HaMidrash and as he walked out, but nobody knew exactly what he was saying. Amrulo mama kom l'tefila zu. What exactly is that that you're saying? Amar lan b'knisati ani mitpalel shelo ye'are devar takala yadi. And I come in, I pray that I shouldn't make any mistakes, asking things wrongly. And b'yitziyati ani noten, as I go out, I give hoda'al chaki, I'm grateful HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing me to be part of this learning in the Beit HaMidrash. Tana Rabbana b'kidisato ma'o omer. So what did he used to say? Yiratzom lefanech Hashem lokai, shelo ye'are devar takala yadi. May it be your will that I make no mistakes, that somebody should end up doing the wrong thing. V'lo ekashel b'dvar halacha, and that I should not make a mistake in how it is that I understood something, which will cause everybody to be so happy that I made a trick out of myself. V'yisbechu b'chavei, right? And that is a double bad thing, because it's not only bad enough to make a fool out of myself, but I'm going to cause my friends to be punished for my bad. This is Rashi. Not, may it be your will that my friends enjoy my learning, but may it be my will that my friends don't enjoy my failures. A little bit too cynical. Well, and furthermore, V'lo omer al tamei tahor, v'lo tahor tamei, and furthermore, lo yikashul chaverai b'dvar halacha, I wouldn't want my friends to make any mistakes, which would be irresistible, a little bit of schadenfreude, you know. So, and then, v'esmach behem, I know that's a bad thing. B'yitziyato, ma omer, mo'deh ani levanecha, shem lo kaishe, sem techalkim imi yoshvei b'it ha-midrash, v'lo tzam techalkim imi yoshvei kranot, sh'ani mashkim ve'im mashkimim. Ani mashkim lidivrei Torah, ve'im mashkimim lidvorim b'teilim. Ani amel ve'im amelim, ani amel ve'mekabel sechar, ve'im amelim ve'inam mekabelim sechar. Ani ratz, ve'im ratzim, ani ratz sechai lam haba, ve'im ratzim leve'er shachat. Tan Rabbanan, when Rabbi Eliezer became ill, kishchol Rabbi Eliezer, nechnesu talmidav levakro. Amru lo, Rabbeinu, landeinu orchot chayim, teach us the ways of life. V'nizkevim v'chayel lam haba. Amar lehem, first of all, izaru b'chot chavrechet. See where this fits right in. So be careful of how it is that you relate to your friends. U'minu v'nechem v'nigayon. This has been one of the most, in modern times, utilized against the maskilim. The Gemara is, keep your kids away from the Bible critics and from the people that spend too much time examining Tanakh. Get them into some serious learning. Rashi has another chat. Keep your kids away from the all-night bull sessions in the university. Yeah, they're all talking about, you know, Kierkegaard, Sartre, whoever happens to be the recent philosophers. Yeah, keep them. Oshivum bein birkei tamidei chachamim and away from sichat yeladim. Uchshatem mitpalalim du'ulik lemiatem aldim. The other thing is, when you daven, don't go in there like you're doing a job. You should know you're standing in front of the Shekhinah. You keep up that approach to life, I guarantee you, b'shvil kach, tispilu chayelam haba. Now, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was ill and dying, nechnesu talmidav levakro, kivan shira'o talmidchil lifkot, omru lo talmidav, ner Yisrael, amunei amani, patish hachazak, for heaven's sakes, the very flame of Klal Yisrael, the Amud HaYamini of the one who saved us after the Churban of Yerushalayim, built Yavne for us. This strong hammer. How could you be crying? Amalem, what do you mean? And if I was being dragged in front of the judgment of a human king, in Koesalai, what is going to get mad? What can he do? In Kaso Kaso. I'm going to here today, gone tomorrow. In Mosrani, what's going to throw me to the dungeon? No. Yeah, they'll have an exchange of prisoners next week. Big deal. Somebody takes this thing seriously. And he's really sure alone. And even if he kills me, what's a big deal? In Mitato Mitato. Not only that, and I talked my way out of it, and Yechol, if I saw the Dvarim, I could always offer a little bit of a bribe. Shachato b'mamon. Nonetheless, believe me, I'd be crying. Hayiti bocheh. Akshav shemol v'chinoti yufei melech v'chayev l'chim ha-kadosh baruch hu. Who is chai v'kayam l'olam l'olmei olamim. If he's angry, I'm kaput. Grace, alai, kasur kasolam. Im ozrani, yisroi yisroolam. Im memitani, mitato mitatolam. Ini yechol, if I saw the Dvarim, not only that, I sense that I made some very serious decisions in life. Basically, I let Yerushalayim be destroyed. Right? I mean, I could have said, they offered me to do what I want. I could have said, don't destroy Yerushalayim. Everybody was wondering, why did I say, just give me Yavne? That was my judgment. But, you know, I may be on my way to hell. So, lo ha sheyesh lefanai shnei drachim, achat shel gan eden, v'achat shel geinam. I don't know. I really don't know. So for loyf ke, Amrula Rabbeinu Borcheinu, at least give us a bracha before you go. Amarlam Yirat Zon Shteimara Shemayim Aleichem Kemorah Basar Vadam. You should have Yirat Shemayim the way you're afraid of people. Amrula Tamiyot. That's it. Atkan. Amarlam Alavai. Tedu Adam Over Avera. He's make sure he does the Avera. Nobody should see me. I don't want the cameras to pick me up. And how about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's camera? That doesn't bother him. So Halavai, you should be as fearful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as your people. B'sha'at b'tirato amarlem, panu kelim ibn atuma, take out the kelim from the house. I'm about to die. I don't want them to become tummy. And bring a chair for Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, who is coming to be malav and midr shamayim. He should be able to sit.
Rabbi said, why did he cry when he saw the Shalidim? Because he chose them over the place of Yehuda.
Yeah, I mean, I said this whole chat. There's nobody else that I know that says it. I mean, I don't want to present it as the accepted chat, but this idea that that's why it's Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, it's the same idea, basically. Yeah. We're ready for our president, but I think our president is Rabbi Gamliel Omer, you have 18 brachot to say every day. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, you don't. You can say Me'in Shmoneh Esrei. It's not looking whether that's the Habineinu or that's each bracha, but very quickly leaving out the middle. Rabbi Akiva Omer, look, it basically depends on Shkurat Tfilat HaBepiyu. If the guy can flow with his tefillah, fine, then he does Shmoneh Esrei. But if not, he should say Me'in Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Tfilat HaKeva, somebody who sits there doing the same thing every day or feeling he's got a job to do. Ein Tfilat HaTachanunim, that's not called Tachanunim. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, we're going to talk about all this tomorrow. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Ha'olech b'makom sakana mitpalel tefillah k'tzara. If you're going in a place where it's too dangerous for you to be standing and praying, say something quickly. And what is that? Hosha Hashem et Amra. This is, by the way, not Avinu. We're going to talk about three dargas: Ful Shmon Esrei, Me'en Shmon Esrei, and tefillah k'tzara. We're going to discuss what b'chol parashat ha'ibur. The parashat means, that's very strange language. Wherever we are in the path of the moon, now that's even faster than the Chabad minyan up here. But I mean, if you're on a donkey or something, you should get off and say, nobody's going to watch your donkey or the caravan's moving. So at least be magzir panav towards Yerushalayim. At least put your heart in Yerushalayim. So you have anything book and egged beta kodesh kodashim, where you're supposed to ultimately be standing in your tefillah. If you're in a boat or on a raft where you can't even stand, you certainly can't be having the boat in the moving water specifically. There has to be in that direction. You can sit. You have anything book, can egged bet kodesh kodashim, not just Yerushalayim, but actually standing in front of the Aron HaBrit. Hani Yudchet, can I get me? Where did we get the idea that there's 18 brachot? Omer Avil Berei the Rishu Banachmini. There's 18 separate askarot that David HaMelech said in the Tehillah of Avul Hashem B'nei Elim, Avul Hashem Kavod V'oz, Avul Hashem Kavod Shemo, Yishtach V'l Hashem B'adrat Kodesh. Note that the Gemara takes each one of those and makes them connected a brachot. So that the Bahadrat Kodesh, for instance, is a Kelah Kadosh, and each one of them is Keneged a Broch in Shemona Esrei. So we were Mechaving the Brichot Shemona Esrei Keneged each one of David HaMelech's insights of what covet we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yosef says it's Keneged the 18 mentions of the Shem HaShem in Kriyat Shema. On Rabbi Tarchan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it's Keneged the 18 vertebrae in your spine, because essentially that's what Shemona Esrei is. You're taking basically from your consciousness and moving it down through the spine into everything in the world that needs the input of that energy and life. We'll see tomorrow how can we say 18 instead of 19. And you know what? Maybe we should just, speaking about the spine, says Rabbi Tan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, if you're come to a place where you need to be korea in your tefillah, hamit perot tzarchi yichra achit pakeku, kol chuliot shebishidra, every one of those vertebrae should be sticking out when you bend over in your tefillah. You should bend until, if there's a coin on the floor, it should be horizontal to your chest, or others learn. You should bend until there's an iser of flesh between the way in which the skin over your chest is mitkamet, it folds and leaves an iser, a place for an iser on your skin between the folds. Rabbi Chanina Omer, you don't have to go to such extremes. You need to bend your head, you know. Nianaro show, that's enough. You're showing honor. What are we, Arabs? Oh, my Robert, so would it sire not should be? I mean, you have to at least be, you know, showing that you're trying to bend. I mean, maybe you're out of shape a little bit. Umirze commander Mikra, looks like you're at least doing something. And tomorrow we'll talk about why we say 18 and not 19 as is the reality. Omrale, Dilma Mavila, Omrala, nu, so what? This time we should issue the Chadabakasa de Mukra, Lomokar Litva. Omrale, yeah, it's inappropriate. Let the Chachiva. Avu Yuma Bartmani Sreshani Avidrakish Lunisava Adrele Tmani Srechtari, the Chivarta. I know the Gomorrah of Elizabeth and Zari, Ariani Kiven, Shivim Shalom, Ben Shivim Shalom. Because in the days of Rabbi Gamliel, Isaiah Bachris Omer called Tami Chain Tochu, Kivaro, Loikanes of Betamidrach, and man, I will you make this for Kamas of Sali, Omer Yochanan, you have no idea how many. Bligababi, Yosef, the story of Rabbon, I forgot who said what, but Khanamar, Itosu, Arba Meas of Sali, Vakhanamar, Shva Meas of Sali. All full of dust, useless. But really, lohi. Tana idiot, bo bayom nishnet. As a matter of fact, kol hechadam, meaning the words, bo bayom, is a reference to that famous day. What do you think? These are cheap politicos. And what about that little niggling problem of lo yavo amoniu moavi bekal Hashem. Amala Rabbi Yeshua, v'yamun amov b'mikom anan yoshvim. Kva ala sam cheriv melech kashur, u'bebelet kol amat, shema v'yasir gmolot amim, v'yatudo tehen. It should say, I mean, that's the pronunciation anyway. Shosati, it's actually written with a shin, but it's pronounced with a sin. V'orit kavir yoshvim, and lochus kadosh b'nu b'parish. Only Rabbi Gamliel. And what about Achrechin Hashivich would be amonim Hashem? I assume kvar shavu. Omar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Alok kvar nemar v'shafti et shvutam Yisrael. As far as I know, adayin lo shavu. Miyadi tiru lavo bekal. Omar Gamliel. If things have gotten out of hand. Oh, v'achi yisav efaisi Rabbi Yeshua. Kimat al beit chazino lashita de beit de meshakran. Omar lo. Well, Yeshua, my boy, mikot lebetcha tanikashu b'chamiyata. Amar le'oy lo ledosh etap parnasum. Iyata yodei b'tzaron shatamir ha'chomim, b'mayin parnasim, b'mayin mizonim. Amar le'oy, okay, naneti lecha. B'choli, lo eshkech be. Aseh b'shvil kvod Abba. B.A.S. Amro, okay, so ma nazov aneimu l'rabonan. Amar le'oy, ahu koveis ana aziona. Shalach l'rab Yeshua b'midrasha. Manda la vishmada yulvashmada, manda loya vishmada yemer la manda matishmada. That shalach matcha va'ana albeshe. Amalo Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan, Troku Gali, Lolite after the Royal Teller Rabbanan. Or maybe you're sure I say I better go myself. Mut of the Ekum is a Lana Kabayim. Ata Tarif Abava, Omar Lay, Maze Ben Maze Yaze, Sheino Lo Maze Velo Ben Maze, Yomela Maze Ben Maze, Mimecha Meimara, the Africa from Mikla. Amla Rabbi Akiva, ah, Rabbi Shua, Nit Payasta, Plan. Can't do that. Bad news. Shall Musafim call a yom, Omre Biochan Vinikra Poshea. Tan Rabban and Yulafadav State Philo, Tahacha Mincha, Vahacha Musa, Mitpalash and Kavahakak, Mitpalash Musa. Shazoti the Rav is going out to the Rav. Rebunomer, Mitpalash and Musa, Vahakak, Mitpalash Mincha. Shazum mitzvah over it, Zumitzoshin over it. Omra Biochan and Mitpalash and Vahakak, Mitpalash Musa, Rebizera Kapikolish Mikirs of Azviatva, Pitre the Renat and Batuve. Omra at least he called for Rabbon and I, Kimu and I of a Kabbalah Agra. Not the Katar Renat and Batuvi himself. Omra Leman, Omra Lakabe Midrash, and I, Aki Omra Biochan, in a Laka Rebira Mitpalam Shamusvah Mitpalash Mincha. Omra Le, wow, Rebiochan and Omra? Omra, yeah, that's what I said. Say it again. Time in the Arboim Zinne. Omra, whew. Is this Chodi Yilacha or Chodat Yilacha? I'm like Chodat Yilacha. I used to think it was Rabbi Shuvan Levi. Om Rabbi Shuvan Levi. Kol amit palet vila shom asaf in lach shav shalu Rabbi Yudah. Alav ha-katuv omer, nugi mi moed asafti mi mechayu. And my mashma, that this lotion of nuge is literally Tavrak and Tavrak Yosef. Tavrat Yosef in the Beit Yisrael. Al dachas mani moed daya de Birushalayim. Om Rav Lozikon Mitpal Vilashem Mincha Le'achar Bashot Rav Yehuda Alav HaKatuv Amen Nugei Mimoel Asafti Mimechayu My Masha Nugei Lishte Tzar Avi Tichtiv Dolfa Nafshi Mituga Rinnah Kvar Yitzchom Rav Yehuda Betulotea Nugot Vihi Marla Rav Av Yechola Shulat Apirket Rav Yosef Lavak Gehota Boy Abayel Nuchi Dayt Rav Yosef Bonai My time Alo Atamal Apirka yesterday Omle Oh what a day Avichola Shriboy Lomatzina Omle What about a coffee and a donut Omle Osaba Marmal Ivar Ravuna Omre Vuna Asrullah Lanam Shittim Kum Kanish Dabat Filat Amusafin Omle You should have Davin Musaf on your own Velito Mide Milomete Omle Losaba Lomal Odam Rav Yochanan Asrullah Ladam Shak I thought already Rabab explained that that's only Betzibur Shana. What we just said about Musaf, you are allowed to make Kiddush before Musaf. And Rabbi Shimon Levi, and Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kivan Shigiyaz Ban Tzvilat Amincha, Asul Adar B'Shitam Klum Kadosh B'Adar Tzvilat Amincha, we don't pass him like that. Shkolo Rabbi Yochanan Mezaka and Yirusu Tamidav Levakro Kivan Shirao Tamid Chil Livkot Amro Tamidav Nere Yisrael Amud Ayimini Patish Shachazak Mipne Ma Tabokhe Amal Amilu Fevasa Melech Vasa Vada Miyom Lechinoti
אחת של גן עדן, אחת של גיהנום, ואיני יודע באיזה מלכים אותי, לא אבכה. אמרו לו רבינו ברכינו, אמר לה, אני רצון שתאמור השמיים עליכם, כמור הבשר ואדם. עד כאן. אמר לה, מלווי, תדעו כשאדם עובר עבירה, אומר שלא יראני אדם. בשעת פגיעותו אמר להם, פדו כלים מפני התאומה, והכינו כיסא לחזקיהו מלך יהודה שבא. רבי אליהו אומר בכל יום ויום מתפלל אדם 18. רבי יהושע אומר מאין 18. רבי עקיבא מים שקורת ולא בפריב 18. אם לא מאין 18. רבי אליעזר אומר העושה תפילתו קבע אין תפילתו תחנונים. רבי יהושע אומר לא גם כסכנה מתפלל תפילה קצרה ואומר הושע השם את הבחר שארית ישראל בכל פרשת יבור יהיו צורכיהם לפניך ברוך אתה השם שומע תפילה. היה רוכב על החמור ירד ויתפלל. אם אין יכול לרד, יחזור פניו. אם אין יכול לחזור פניו, יכוון את ליבו כנגד בית קודש הקודשים. היה מהלך בספינה או באספה, and כל שכן in an airplane, do not stand up between the aisles, יכוון את ליבו כנגד בית קודש הקודשים. אני 18 כנגד מי? אומר ולא ברד ושמור מנחם בני כנגד 18 הזכרות שאמר דוד בעבול השם מני אלים. רבי יוסף אומר כנגד 18 הזכרות שבקריאת שמע. אומר רבי תנחום רבישו בן לוי כנגד 18 חוליות שבשדרה. ואומר רבי תנחום רבישו בן לוי המתפלל צריך שיגרע עד שיתפקקו כל חוליות שבשדרה. הוא לא אומר עד כדי שיגרע איסר כנגד ליבו. רבי חנינו אומר נאס so much, given she nehaneh ha-rosho, shuv eno tzorech. Omer Rava, well, that's only if he's betzair nafshe, u'milzei keman dekora.
Today's after that, Choches, and we're holding on in the middle of the act, at the beginning, actually, of the story. Tanarabar. This is four lines above the large lines. Tanarabar. Ma'aseh betalmid echad. There was a maaseh with a particular student that came to Rabbi Yehoshua and asked him whether tefillat arvit is reshut or chubba. Amar lei reshut. Lo lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. So then he went to Rabbi Gamliel and he asked Rabbi Gamliel, tefillat arvit reshut or chubba? Rabbi Gamliel told him it's a chubba. Amar lei. So the Talmud said to Rabbi Gamliel, who was the nasi, follow Rabbi Yehoshua, amar lei reshut. When I went and asked Rabbi Yehoshua, he said that it was reshut. Now who do I follow? Wait until the knights arrive around the round table. When the knights arrived, so the Talmud got up again to ask publicly, Rabbi Gamliel stands and says, is there anybody who has another opinion about this? Is Adam Shecholek with Avar Zeh? Staring at Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua says, oh no, absolutely not. Amalei, so he said, that's fascinating because the Mi'alo Mishimcha Amru Li Rishut. Somebody said that you actually said that it was a Rishut, not a Chuvah. So then he said, then Yehoshua Amod Araglaka, stand up. V'ya'idu Becha, let's see. Amad Rabbi Yehoshua Araglav. Look. Look, if this kid was dead and I was alive, then I could just say it never happened, you know. Unfortunately, he's alive. So, Rabbi Gamliel just turned aside. He completely ignored Rabbi Yeshua, leaving him standing. Because he never told David Rishus to sit down. He did not see. So Rabbi Gamliel continued on with the drasha. Rabbi Yehoshua, who was a gadol ador, was standing until finally everybody starts muttering, and the muttering gets so loud that they tell Chutzpita Turgeman, stop. Chutzpita Turgeman was equivalent of a loudspeaker in those means. They cut off the PA system because he was the one that was metargim la'am what it was that Rabbi Gamliel was saying. So they turned off Rabbi Gamliel's amplifier. The Amar, Amrei, the people said, Ad kamen itzar Ebenezer. How long is this guy going to go on making the public sick? Rosh Hashanah Eshtakat Tzarei. Last year, it was the whole Maisa over here with where he insisted that Rabbi Yoshua publicly violate his din of Yom Kippur in order to accept Rabbi Gamliel's din of Yom Kippur. And then there was the whole Maisa B'Bechorot, the Maisa B'Rabbi Tzodek. He did the same thing, embarrassing him. Now he's doing it again, Hakadami Tzarei, keeping Rabbi Yoshua standing like he's an idiot. It's time to get rid of the king. Tov and Abra. Let's get rid of Rabbi Gamliel. All right. Palace Rebellion. Man Nukamle, who should take his place? I mean, the most logical person to take his place is Rabbi Yeshua himself, and we can't do that. That's the ultimate. I mean, that's the real truth. I mean, so he's the Balmaisa, who can't have the guy himself that the whole thing revolves around take his place. That's not the point. It can't be Machlokas. It can't be because of the particular interpersonal relationships. It's a definition of the way Rabbi Gamliel acts as a Melech, that he has no connection with his tzibur. It's not Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Gamliel directly. Rabbi Yoshua became the symbol, but if we make him the one, then it becomes personal. And Lamai says, we'll see later, this whole thing was only being done because of Rabbi Yoshua. So they needed to have someone, an alternative covet to stand up for. If they turned it into something, it's not only that it's the ultimate slap in the face, it's reducing the meaning of the whole interaction over here. Basically, this is a game. Should we make Rabbi Akiva the new Nasi? No, can't make Rabbi Akiva the new Nasi because that's all we need. Rabbi Akiva doesn't have skutavot. Comes basically from Geri. And Rabbi Gamliel is a powerful man. And all he needs to do is to be mitzpavel. The Rabbi Akiva is giving him tzaras. And God knows what will happen to poor Rabbi Akiva. So we can't start up with that. Dilma'ani shle, the little skutavot. Best idea is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. First of all, he's a chacham. Secondly, he's rich. And thirdly, he's 10th generation from Ezra. We need a chacham, obviously. You can't have just an idiot in there. He marks lemaphorically. I mean, he's going to, Rabbi Gamliel is going to use, I mean, we're talking about the knights of the round table over here. That's how he refers to them. I mean, if somebody challenges him to a duel and he's unable to fight, I mean, what, you know, he doesn't have a chance. So here the fighting was in terms of your mind. He has to be chacham. Okay. But he is a chacham. He's an ashir. He say the fluke of a kesar, apu azal falach. Look, I mean, one of the big things about the nesiut, Rabbi Gamliel, the Beit HaNasi, is that they were very rich. In order to be, to hobnob with Caesar and the Roman Senate, you got to be rich. You're not going to have any kind of ashkoh there. We can't have some, we're going to have some broken down rabbi who's going to be the representative. I mean, you need somebody who's classy. But he's rich. Furthermore, who has Sirila Ezra? His 10th generation from Ezra obviously has chutavot. Rabbi Gamliel's not going to be able to do anything against him. They can measure their chutavot against each other. So they sent a mishlaka to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and they asked him, Mechle Lamad Alavi Reish Matifta, do you want to take the place of Rabbi Gamliel and become now the new Rosh? Oh, Malahut, so he says, look, a decision like that, I mean, I got to speak to my wife. That's all I need. Oh, Malahut, he's a Vimach Bin Shibeti. I'm going to go now and speak to the family. Oh, he's a Vimach Bin Avito. So he went and he spoke to his wife about it. So she said to him, look, I mean, what do you want to put yourself in that kind of position? They just fired Rabbi Gamliel. They'll do the same thing to you. I mean, what, you know, you're going to be. So, Dilma Mavin Lacha, so you'll be the next on the target. What do you got to be the next one for? Oh, my Lord, he said, you know what people say. The thing is, you get one of these very thin crystal glasses. You know, those people that stick it in their cabinet and never ever use it because it's going to break. Well, the popular saying goes, use a crystal glass for one day and break it rather than ever using it. They're fine, so they'll fire me later. But meanwhile, this is my big chance. You know, I'm not going to take my chance. Amrale, so she said, okay, but you know, when you're a kid, you don't even have any white hairs, so you can get up there, and people are going to laugh at you. So Hu Yuma that day was his 18th birthday. Bartmani Sreshni Havi. Yisrakishle Nisa, and a miracle happened. And he got, as a gift for his birthday, 18 rows of white hairs. So now they would respect him a little bit. Hainu dekamer, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, our resident synagogue. So it says, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Nagarash HaPesach, Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shaim. It doesn't say, Ani Ben Shivim Shaim. It says, Ben HaShemayim, he was marked as the equivalent of a Ben Shivim Shaim. Anyway, so sure enough, they fired Rabbi Gamliel, insert Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah in his place, and he changes the whole tone of Yavne. He brings everybody in, takes away the Shomer HaPetach, opens the yeshiva to anybody who wants to study, starts a Daf Yomi program, and takes away the Shomer HaPetach. We used to have a Shomer HaPetach. Rabbi Gamliel, as we'll see, thought that this was, you know, it was to teach him a lesson, but they weren't really serious. We'll see what happens. Anyway, so Nadi so Otoyom so Kula Shomer HaPetach, they took away the watchman at the door that would inspect everyone's heart to make sure that he was the right kind of person. Rabbi Gamliel used to say, "Kol tamid she'in tocho kivaro lo yikanes bet midrash." Anybody who just looks from on the outside, but hasn't done anything but his inside, is not allowed in. So they had a shomer petach to make sure of that. It's interesting how the shomer petach must have been quite a guy. Although the chassidim say the shomer petach was the words of Rabbi Gamliel. That was the shomer petach. They took away that shomer petach. Now, who Yumi Tosfos Kamas Avsalim? And then that day, they had to add an awful lot of benches into the Beit HaMidrash. Rabbi Yochanan says there's a machlokas between Abba Yosef and the Stoyim Rabbonim as to how many new places were set up. Kadamri Tosfos Arba Meot Avsalim, Vakadamri Shiva Meot Avsalim. So it was even 700 new benches, 400 new benches. Anyway, it was a whole different ballgame. Yeah. So Rabbi Amriel felt pretty sick about this. I mean, all these people actually wanted to come learn, and they didn't learn because I didn't let them in. I mean, that's the Kachol Shadaiter on the Leo. The Dumachas for Shalom and Nati Torah Yisrael. Is that I'm responsible for preventing people from learning? Hakadulei Bakalme. So he had a dream in which he was shown in the dream Chatzve Chivrei Demayim Kitma, beautiful white pitchers that inside were filled with black dirt, dust, ashes. Indicate that these are all Ein Tocho Kivaro, they're not worth anything, and don't worry about it. But it wasn't really true. It's just that everybody sees what they want to see in their dreams, and it's a Velohi. Now, Yili Yituve Daitu, the Avzalei, he was shown that only that he should feel better about himself. But the truth is, he should have been concerned. Tana, Idiot Bo Bayom Nishneit. Whenever we talk about Bo Bayom, we talk about the things that were said in Idiot, and keep saying, Bo Bayom, hey, Bo Bayom, Bo. That was that day. That was the famous day. Because they had so many new people, so much new activity in the Beit HaMidrash, so much new information, that they actually were able to get to the bottom of things that they never got to before. And Kol Hecha, the Amrina Bo Bayom, wherever Bo Bayom is mentioned in the Mishnah, it's referring to that day, Ahu Yom Ha'avi. V'lo Haita Halakha, Shaita Tuliyah B'Beit HaMidrash, it wasn't a single suffix that they had left open until that time, Shalom Kirshu, that didn't come to a bottom line understanding in that day. And don't think that Rabbi Gamliel, because he was fired, didn't show up to learn that day by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Of course he showed up. How Rabbi Gamliel, lo manatz no mi Beit HaMidrash afilu shah achat, he didn't stop coming to the Beit HaMidrash even for one moment. It's none, because the mission actually says, very interesting, there's a little insight to what was going on in the Beit HaMidrash. Bo Bayom, another one of the Bo Bayom Mishnayot, is that Bo Bayom Ba Yehuda, Ger Amoni l'shehim Beit HaMidrash, a certain Ger from Ammon, his name was Yehuda, came to the Beit HaMidrash and asked him, Ma'ani lavo v'kahal? Because after all, a male Ammoni is not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Gamliel was used to always standing up and giving the definitive answer, said, no way. Asura talavo v'kahal. Unfortunately, his definitive answers were no longer definitive. And Rabbi Yeshua stood up and said, nonsense. Mutar lavo v'kahal. Don't worry about it. So Rabbi Gamliel turns to Yeshua, what are you talking about, man? It's a fair shepotzika. What are you going to do with the posik? I'm out of Yeshua, I don't understand. Who is Amoni Moavi? Well, the people happen to be living in the country of Amoni Moav. It's Amoni Moavi. You think Amoni Moav in the Komane in Yoshvim, that the current population was the indigenous population of Amoni Moav. Don't you know the Kharalas San Kherib Melech Ashur Ubiobel at Kol Olmot? We know that one of the things that Sancheirib was known for was the uprooting of populations and mixing populations to destroy local rebellion and local cultures. And he said, Asir Gvolot Amim, V'yatidotehem, Shosti, I in fact was Mesir, I took apart the Gvolot of all of the nations, and indeed all of the Atidotehem, which we call now the idea of Teuda and culture, I destroyed. And that's what I'm trying to do. Lorit Kabir Yoshvi. And I took down, it should say Kabir, I took down the knights, the greatest ones that were sitting there. So that now we're left with a situation in which he could be anybody. All the parish below the parish. I mean, right now, he's no different than anybody else. Amalar Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, that was during the time of Sancheirib. But Amon and Moab had a prophecy, and that the Navi promises them in Yirmiyahu. That after this destruction of Sancheirib, I will restore the diaspora of Ammon, which undoubtedly means Kfar Shavu, they're back. So now if a guy comes from Ammon, he's got to assume he's from Ammon. Says Rabbi Gamliel, really? Last I heard, said Rabbi Yeshua, last I heard also says, Bishapti et Shvut Ami Yisrael, I don't see them back. So
So what makes you think that Mishapti et Shvut B'nei Amon means that they're already back? V'adayim lo shavu. So just like the Jews aren't back, the Ammonites aren't back. Miyad hitiru olav odekal. And they ignored Rabbi Gamliel, and they were mocked at him, they voted, and he was allowed to intermarry. Rabbi Gamliel now took notice.
Nobody went and asked Rabbi other than Azariah.
He's Rosh Hashiva listening to them arguing. He wasn't. He knew that he wasn't on the Madrega from Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua.
Why was he called Ammonite?
Because he lived there. He lived in Amman. Same way people who call themselves New Yorkers. Said Rabbi Gamliel, oh boy. Okay, if it's reached this stage already, I better go and apologize to Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, I'm sure they're not serious about making this permanent. I'll fix things up.
But is the whole
halachi
a realization that maybe I blocked the
halachi
from coming out?
My position? I don't think so. No. That's why I have to be in the fires. I realize that apparently I handled wrongly, that Sibur is mamish not behind me. What I say doesn't matter. They're not taking any notice of me. That's not shaya, if it wouldn't be that something was very wrong with how I acted. Until now, I thought it was a political issue. Now I see the public is simply, this is a real problem. I was mistaken. So I'm going to go to his house and I'm going to apologize. So I went to his house. He motivated him. Now, Rabbi Yeshua was very, very poor. And he used to make his living burning wood to make charcoal. He would sell charcoal. Or he was a smithy. Rashi brings both of us. So you can imagine he's got this little hovel somewhere. Gamliel lives in the palace. You understand? He's there. Mishpachat HaNasi. So he goes, he comes into Rabbi Yeshua's house. Looks around at the walls. They're all black. So he says, I notice, try to make a little small talk before we get to the important issues. I notice from the color of your walls that you obviously are in the charcoal business, shall we say. Nikashi Pchamiata. And Yeshua was not interested in any small talk, said, Oy lo ledor shataparnaso. So just another example of the terrible tsuris to a generation that a guy like you should be the head of a generation. You don't know anything that's going on. I come into your Beit Midrash. Do you know what I go through? Do you know the pain I have? Do you know how I make my living? Do you know what it costs me to come to a Beit HaMidrash? No, I'm another guy sitting over there that you can walk over and roll over with your nesiyot. And you're wondering why it is that people don't want you anymore. You have no sense of how the regular people suffer. The mahim it panasim. You don't know what business they're in. The mahim nizonim. What it is that they have to live off of. So, small talk. Yeah, I notice you're a blacksmith. Thank you. I'm like, okay, you're right. I'm accepting everything you're saying. Do me a favor, Mocholi. Nah, lo ashkach bei, didn't even look at him. So then Rabbi Gamliel said, look, I say b'shvil kvod Abba. I come from the Beit HaNesiyut. You're going to destroy the whole Nesiyut and Rabbeinu HaKadosh, everything to come. How can you do that? So he said, all right, fine. For that, I recognize that it's a pagam and the whole Nesiyut. I'm Mocholi.
So is
this
pious and
mahal?
Pious, but not really
mahal? No, it's pious. Is that I accept what it is that you're saying? That's what the chila is for, is to take away the tzar. That's the pious. Omru ma nezo v'leim l'rabbanan. We better go back to the Beit HaMidrash and tell them that you were mechel me, and then they can put me back in. There's a whole question over here about how Tosfos in Yuma compares this to the din of a Kohen Gadol that was Yoreh because he was Tameh or something, and then Iskan took his place. So then afterwards, it's accepted that he'll go back. In other words, it wasn't when they were Ma'avir, Rabbi Gamliel, it's not that they made it a permanent thing. They recognized that, look, something has to be done in the current situation. It's like he's Tameh. So the current situation with his Midas and his Tkifut, we can't have him. But we understand that he'll be Metakenet, so he'll be Metayer himself. And when he comes back, so we'll put him back. So it was understood, l'chatchila, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was meant as a temporary replacement. However, the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah at this point was the one to suggest that if that's the case, I don't want to be Nasi. I would prefer that. You notice he was the one who insisted that Rabbi Gamliel go back, but not that it was assumed that Rabbi Gamliel was ever going to go back. And as a matter of fact, the people in the Beit HaMidrash were rather upset that Rabbi Gamliel was going to come back because they were afraid he was going to take it out on all of the people that had stood by Rabbi Yeshua. the two of them together said, so how are we going to get the Beit HaMidrash to accept it? I mean, you know, if they see me coming, or they see me coming with you, they're going to figure, you know, I probably have a gun to your back or something. I mean, how are we going to let them know? Amalu said, there was a guy there, Ahu Koves. There's always a washerman, a fullerman, that is there in the Mishpachat HaNasi. He's the one that restored all of the missing one derech of the Mishnah to Rebbe, because he had been listening out the Rebbe's window. Very mysterious generational fullerman. So anyway, the Koves said, okay, I'll go. Nobody will suspect me. I'll go. So, fine. Shalach lo Rabbi Yeshua lebeit midrash. So Rabbi Yeshua sent him the message. Man delavish mada yovash mada. The guy who was used to wearing the uniform. He was the Nasi. He should be the one to continue wearing the uniform. And the lo lavish mada. Yemen like the man delavish mada. Shlach matcha. Guy who never wore the uniform before should tell now the one that had, he was the emperor. He should tell him the emperor has no clothes. Throw off your madim, and I'll take him and I'll put him on. Nah, I'll be shaved. Rabbi Akiva hears this koves. He says, oh my God, he's starting with the politics already. Trokel Dali, slam the doors and lock them. We don't need any other people coming from Rabbi Gamliel with messages over here. The Lolaisi Abdom Rabbi Gamliel, we don't need servants of Rabbi Gamliel showing up here. Litzar or Rabbanan to make us problems. We're busy learning. He doesn't like it. He could stay out. So then the guy comes back and says, they locked the door, slammed it in my face, and I was thrown out. What am I supposed to do? So Rabbi Yeshua said, okay, I better go myself. I'll go to the Beit HaMidrash. Of course, the Beit HaMidrash was locked. There was no way to get in. So he comes and he knocks on the door. Nobody opens, of course. So he shouts out to them, Mazeh ben Mazeh Yazeh. V'sheyeh lo Mazeh v'lo ben Mazeh. Obviously, somebody who was given a hechsher to use the parah, the efer, the parah aduma, must have been a very, very selected person. He had to be neman that the ashes were mixed properly, that the water was made ma'im chayim el kevin, that there was a shmira from tuma, not to mention the fact that this stuff is worth a mint. I mean, that he didn't add maybe, you know, a little bit of ashes from somewhere else, like a pile of matchsticks, you know. So that kind of guy has generations and generations behind him. He's from the famous family of the Mazes. So over here, this is the Nisiyut. So now you're going to come along. Somebody's going to say, nah, that Heksher is worth nothing. We have a new Heksher. That's ridiculous. So that's what's happening over here. You guys are saying that the Nasi, okay, you don't happen to like this particular Nasi. And this comes from generations of people who were reliable and people knew that this is where they were going to get the authentic material. You're going to come now to some upstart like me, and he's going to tell this family, sorry, you're out of the running. It's ridiculous. He's going to say, your afer comes from pencils that you've been burning, and your water comes from some cistern instead of being Mayim Chayim. It's ridiculous. It's like claiming that this heksher has really been by, all these years it was really a heksher of Treifan East. You know? Many people say that. Of course, this is the Mishpacha, and this is you. That's what he's finding. How can you just be done to that? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva hears the voice of Rabbi Yeshua on the other side. He says, Rabbi Yeshua, Nipayasta. If you feel that way, I mean, Kuma Sino, let's feel Kotcha. Look, I mean, the whole trigger of this rebellion was you. I mean, if you feel now that this guy is all right, then we will take him back. So, Lamacha, Niva, Ta, Nashkin, Lepitcho. Tomorrow morning, as a sign of kovod, we go early, like your mashkin to the Pesach of a melech. We'll go to his Pesach. So then they discussed what they should do. Are we supposed to get rid of the blood of Nazariah? Now, look, is malin the kodesh vein morid. So once you took the kohen gadol, the skan, and you made him a kohen gadol for Yom Kippur, when the other kohen now becomes tor and he takes over, the skan can no longer be a kohen hedyot. So we can't just simply make him just another guy in the Beit Midrash. He also has to be cautioned. Shall we split the leadership? Let him give the drasha one Shabbos, and let Rabbi Gamliel give the drasha the other Shabbos. And that way, we won't be mobbing him. No. You have two people that are the same that kill each other. We can't do that. You can have people that are unequal, but you can't have people that are equal, because then they're in competition. So now, see, we're going to end up being jealous of each other. What we should do is make it clear that Rabbi Gamliel is in the leading position. Let him say a drasha for 3 weeks out of the month, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will say a drasha 1 week. And that way he'll bide his time. Behind the Omamah, that's why we find discussion of the Gemara. Shabbat Shel Mi Haita, whose turn was it to say the Drasha? Something like that. Shabbat Shel Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Haita. And who do you think that little boy was that started this whole tumult? Yeah, it was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It wasn't the first tumult he started. So in other words, he was the one who triggered this whole rebellion. I think that the pshat is in this sugya. I mean, I haven't seen any good pshat. My personal opinion is that what happened over the years, especially taking into consideration the sugya as it develops later, is that we know that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, was the tikkun at the end of Rabbi Akiva's life. Here he was a youngster. He became a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva after this story. And he was the one that ended up getting, at the end of Rabbi Akiva's life, smicha from Rabbi Akiva. And we know that the Gemara Darshans, Richie, the Gemara Darshans about Rabbi Akiva, the Nogea Sviras Omer, the Gemara Darshans, Babok Ezrat Zarecha, Overa Valtanach Yadecha, Kiencha Yadea Ezekshav, Azel Ezek. A person should sow his seeds in the early stage of his life. Kalman. A person should sow his seeds in the early stage of life and not give up on the later part of his life. That's where it brings the story of all these 24,000 talmidim that Rabbi Akiva had in the early life, and he lost all of them. Until the end of his life, he had six talmidim. The leading of that six was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Lamaisa, it's clear from the entire concept of Sfiras HaOmer, connected those 24,000, that Lag BaOmer is different because of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was a tikkun for the destruction that had come from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was active in this Pesach Midrash with Rabbi Gamliel. I believe that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai detected as a child the incipient tragedy. He held that Rabbi Gamliel's nisiyut, and we see the way Rabbi Yeshua was talking, was a disregard of the common man, was a sense of insensitivity to other people's situations, not recognizing them as human beings and capable of hearing, therefore their Torah. So if Rabbi Akiva, if Rabbi Yeshua would say something, Rabbi Gamliel would just dismiss it and leave him standing. And it was only after he was dismissed that he was capable of getting into even the argument about the Geramoni. And because of that, he triggered this rebellion early on in order, which is an amazing thing. And that's why the Gemara clearly has been made. It's not saying, at the end, you want to know what kind of jerk he was, as a kid. That's not the point. I mean, obviously he triggered this. It's absolutely ingenious that he triggered this. Because where does he go? Puts himself in the middle of two different factions of the Beis HaMidrash as a kid. I mean, goes out of his way to say, didn't Rabbi Yeshua tell me this? So it's clear, especially the fact that it was put at the very end of the story, the drama of that statement, and by the way, you know who it was? It was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. It's clear that the Gemara is saying the whole story was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Doesn't say Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai at the beginning, just so that you should know who it was, the idiot that did it. It was Adarava, the one who created this tikkun, was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, which is what he was after his whole life. So when he ended up in Metaken, the problem of the loss of 24,000 Talmidim, it was part of the way he viewed life from the beginning. That you have to do your best to try to bring people together. And even in his own life, where there was tremendous tia on him, that he was thrown into the cave for another 12 months because he didn't sufficiently was a constant aliyah to undo the damage that had come from this yichud of the nesiyut that went on down into the Talmidim and finally destroyed. It says, "Haya olam shamim." I mean, the whole world was falling apart after the death of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim.
They needed to learn how to go.
Yeah. So I really think that's. I don't think there's any other pshat that I have to say. The Gemara doesn't stop squeal. By the way, who cares? Either it's Nogea or it's not Nogea. If it's Nogea, and you want to know he's a jerk, so tell me up front, not at the end of the story.
Can you cross for?
This generation, many generations later. He's the transition between the Amorayim and the Tanayim. This is Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne we're talking about. The Shal Musafim Kol Hayom. Okay. Continues the Mishnah that the Tilas and Musafim, according to the Tanakama, is all day long. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, nonetheless, Nikra Posheyan. You can't put it off till the end and say, it's okay, I got it. You should daven Musaf when you can early. And if you put it off, even though you're Yotze, it's already time for another Tilas, then you're a Posheyan. Nonetheless, your tefillah is mekubelet because it was Mizman tefillah. Poshe in this sense means a lazy good for nothing, not poshe in the sense of a rasha. Tana Rama, hayula fanav shtei tefillot. This we had before. You have an opportunity now. It's time to daven both mincha and musaf. Achat shel mincha ve'achat shel musaf. Mitfalel shel mincha, first daven mincha, then daven musaf. Achar kach mitfalel shel musaf. Shezot tedira ve'zoy na tedira. You daven what comes first. First, Rav Yehuda says no, and this is Rav Yehuda Shita Tov, because according to Rav Yehuda Shita Tov, you hardly have any time left, because according to Rav Yeshua, it turns out you can only daven musaf until 7. The zman of mincha starts at 6:30. So you got basically a half an hour. If you're going to daven mincha first, you may end up not having enough time to daven musaf. Therefore, it's more important to daven musaf first and then daven mincha. Shezo mitzvah overet, shezo mitzvah sheino overet. You're going to have time to daven mincha later. You're not going to have time to daven musaf. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha mitpalel shel mincha, ve'achar kach mitpalel shel musaf. There's a couple of issues over here which we'll need to discuss in, as I said, our mythical Friday discussion. But we have to determine, how about if the guy has a time to daven mincha? He has a minyan for mincha. His minyan for mincha is at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He always goes to that mincha. So now you're telling me he missed musaf today, so he shouldn't daven musaf. He should wait till after 5 o'clock to daven musaf. I mean, you mechuyav to daven mincha now in order to daven mincha before musaf. That's not so poshut. And that is a big machlokas rishonim. Is the din of tadir b'she'eno tadir, that the din of kedima is mechayev you not to do the earlier thing unless you've done the later thing. So it should be mechayev to do the tadir first, or is it just if they're both in front of you, like it says, are you lefanav shtei tefillot? But since you have a zman kavua for one, that one isn't nogea yet. I'm not holding by that. Why should I have to be makd in mincha where I'm not normally makd in mincha? You see, it's two completely different ways of looking at it. It's a mechayev you to daven mincha. That we'll talk about. That's a machlokas. What?
If you were davening with the same and you were davening musaf.
Well, we'll see. That's a machlokas also. We talked about that earlier in the sector. We brought rice both in both directions. If people are davening different Shemoneh Esrei's, are they going to be considered tefillah b'tzibur? It ended up that there's two different dinim of tefillah b'tzibur. One is a din of Barov Am, and one is the halacha of Bizman Shah tefillah mitpalim, that we're all coming together to be mevakish the same things. Could be that different shittas stress different values in tefillah b'tzibur, that it isn't really as fundamental a machlok as it appears. Okay, but anyway, we went through that subject, and it's not for now. On the same channel.
Is there the evidence saying that that's synonymous with fasting, that it's all, musaf is all day or lavda?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
He's saying mincha because of tadir. I mean, there's two. He's saying the halacha is al tadir. I mean, whether during that half an hour, I'll leave it already, to Rabbi Yehuda, he would have suggested the same thing is also possible. So now, that's one shaila. The other shaila is like this. If you do this in the Beit Knesset, you're certainly going to confuse the tzibur. In other words, a Beit Knesset has a Seder Kavua, the Daven Musaf, and then Daven Mincha. You're saying, well, we're in the Beit Knesset anyway. Since it took us a little bit longer because we had this crazy chazan for chakras, we might as well daven mincha first and then daven musaf, because it's always bound for mincha. You know, which can happen certainly on the Yom and the Rayum and so on. Problem is, the guy who gets out of that minyan is never going to have his head straight back on again now in terms of what he's supposed to daven first. So there are many who hold that this only applies by Yochid, it doesn't apply by Rav. It's certainly not kodeya on Hagen of Beit HaKnesset to daven mincha before musaf. Rabbi Zeira kavi cholesh midirsei. When Rabbi Zeira got just tired of learning, and he just could not take another minute. So he went, instead of watching TV, he went to sit on the doorstep of Reb Nosson Batuvi, where there was Tommy were learning. And he said, look, at least Kichalfi Rabbanan Azekum Mikamayu. When the Rabbanan come out of the Beit HaMidrash over here, I'll stand up, at least I'll get some schar. If I was watching TV, what kind of schar would I get? So what happened is Reb Nosson Batuvi himself came up. Well, I can't resist an opportunity. I mean, I was a little tired, but I can't resist an opportunity to talk with him. I mean, so he asked him, Zera asked him, Mana Mana Halakha Beit Midrasha. Who is quoting the halakha in the Beis HaMidrash about this? Todir, Meno Todir, you were Isaac. Omar Lei, Hochi Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Halakha Rabbi Yehuda, Diomer Mispalel Adam Shom Musaf, Yerak Mispalel Shom Mincha. We don't ask him like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Musaf comes first. Omar Lei, wow. Rabbi Yochanan said that? He said, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan said that. Yeah. Say that again? I said Rabbi Yochanan said that Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. You're kidding, Rabbi Yochanan. Yes! Could you say it again? And he did this 40 times. So he was very excited about this. 40 times to make sure he gets it solved. Finally, Rabbi Zera asked him, you know, it's about to be the 41st time. He said, well, let me just ask you something. Is this the only thing you ever heard in your life from Rabbi Yochanan? That's why you're so excited? I mean, I could put it on tape. So is it Chodeh Yilacha? Is this the only maimer that you ever heard Rabbi Yochanan? Or Chadat Yilacha? Is this new to you because you used to have it a different way and you're trying to straighten out your gears? It's new because I always used to think misapkali Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I used to think it was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And now you're coming and telling me it was Rabbi Yochanan who quoted it. I need to get that absolutely straight. I mean, next thing you know, I'll go back to the way I used to think about it would be Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi again. So I have to chazer it over. Honor Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Call him Yitpalel Tvila Shem Lusafim La'ach Hashem Hashos Rabbi Yehuda. If you're davening Lusaf too late, Alav HaKetuv Omer, about him, the Torah was referring when it said, Nugei Mimoed Asafti Mimech, Ayum Mas'it Aleh, we'll see the Darshan later, to Mimech Hayu, Ayum Mas'it Aleh Cherpa. So he's darshaning that to say that Nugi, that means to say, like Nugot, misery and so on, and brokenness, there's two Lashonas, as we'll see later on. So you were broken because of the never making the Moed on time. And because it was a Masaitalah, you took it as a difficult thing to do. It was burdensome to you. So my Mashkai Nugilan, right? Tosu says it because it can't mean literally to be Ma'ach the Moed. I mean, how can you be Ma'ach the Moed? I mean, either you're there or you're not there. You can't make it later. Tefillah, you can make later. So you say it's a reference to Tefillah. You can be late for Tefillah, okay? So therefore, it's darshing a pasuk to be a reference of what you were going, that you were, your tefillahs were broken by the fact that you didn't come on time. My mashma da'ai nugi losh de tavrahu. The way we're learning it now, then nugi means breaking, destroying. Can you talk in your diosek? Tavrahati al sanayim de beit Yisrael. This is a euphemism, of course. We're going to destroy the enemies of Yisrael. Al diachru zmani mo'adayat of Yerushalayim. Because they came late to the mo'adim. So we're only looking at the first part of Rabbi Yosef, obviously, for this Rosh. Om Rabbi Loza Kolomit Palel Tchelashal Shacharit Liachar Arba Shad Rabbi Yehuda. Allah HaKatuv Omer Nugei Mimoi. Now over here, Nugei can't mean Tavra. Because if it's the Tefillah, the way Barsham stands the Sugya, if we're referring to Shacharis, you can always make it up. Because it's Tashlomim for Shacharis. So Bishleim, if we're talking about Musaf, that's Mu'uvat Lo Yochol Litkon. There's no way to make, you can't daven an extra mincha to make up for Musaf L'chor. Because it's not part of the, it's Avar Zman Ubat HaKorbanon, indeed, the Musafik. It's not Rakhane. It's a Zecher of the Korban. You mentioned the Korban. So, but when it comes to Shacharis, the most you could say is, it's miserable. Nugi is a Lashon of Betulotea Nugot Tsar.
The Nitashim is only the Meshoge, not the Meshoge. It's not the Meshoge, it's not
the Meshoge. Yeah. But here it doesn't mechalik between Shogi and Mesa. It says it was a tircha, maseit. So that we don't hold as the nafkimina. So my mashmud, I nuge lisha de tsara. Therefore, the Gemara assumes, this is not the mashmud, therefore, the Gemara assumes here it doesn't mean tavra, it means tsar. Because we find nuga being used in terms of tsar from dolfa nafshi mituga. Or Nachman Yitzchak says, from betulotea nugot vihimarla in Echa, which is they were miserable. Anyway, Rav Avya was feeling a little weak one morning, and he didn't show up to Rav Yosef Drosha. Now, they used to give a Drosha on Shabbos between Shacharis and Musaf. People would leave the Beit Midrash, the Beit HaKnesset, go to the Beit Midrash, listen to the central Drosha, the Rav, and they'd go back and daven Musaf. Rav Avya didn't show up to the Shir. So, Lamachar Kiyosa, when Rav Avya showed up the next day to the Beit HaMidrash, Avya knew that Rav Yosef was pretty upset about it. And he wanted to talk it out. He knew Rav Yosef wasn't going to talk to Rav Avya about it, but he wanted to make Rav Yosef feel better. So, Bo Abaye Lanuki died to Rav Yosef. So in front of Rav Yosef, he asked Rav Avya, how come he didn't show up to Shir yesterday, for the drasha? I was feeling so weak. I got up feeling like Richard does some days. I couldn't budge. You should have had a cup of coffee and perk up and then come to the drasha. Omalei, what do you mean? How could I take a cup of coffee? Well, you don't know what Ravuna. Ravuna says, Asrulo ladam, she yitom klum, konim, she palil, tulatam, musafim. You're not allowed to have a cup of coffee before Musaf.
On my lane, so they said, so why didn't you daven Musaf? Go daven Musaf in Yechidus. And then to look at the Musaf of the Yachid. So before the Beit HaKnesset, you should have davened anyway. You didn't show up. You could have davened quickly, made a kiddush, gotten yourself some coffee, cake, and come in like a mensch to listen to the drasha. Don't you agree with Rabbi Yochanan? It says that asurlo l'adam she'akdim tefilato l'tefilat ha'tzibur. You're not supposed to daven musaf before everybody else does. The musaf is essentially a public thing. Omar lei. So he said, Rabbi said, Rabbi, la'vit mar l'omer Rabbi, b'tzibur shana. That's only when you're in shul and everybody sees you davening early, like you want to get out before everybody else. But if you're in your own home, you don't have to daven the same time everybody else is davening. So you could have hurried up, davened a fast musaf, had a kiddush, and showed up to the drasha, and Rabbi Yosef wouldn't have been the wiser. Then you wouldn't have missed out on the great drasha yesterday. That doesn't hurt getting him alone. But the truth is, we don't pass them like this. Rav Huna is not true la'alokha. It's not usher to have a kiddush before musaf. Let him a look Rav Huna. And by the way, there's another shita that sounds similar, which is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and the halakha is not like him either. The halakha is not like Rav Huna Hadi Amar, what we just said about Musa, and the halakha is not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, "Kiva jigia zman tefilat mincha asula l'adam shi'itom kum kodem shepelet tefilat mincha." You're not allowed to have a cup of coffee before mincha. That's not true either. So, but anyway, meanwhile, I mean, Rabbi Yosef certainly saw that an awful lot of thinking went into his missing the drasha and felt very different about it. Talmud, you're sitting in the hot seat, you're going to have to do it. No, no, never mind. Our president. You know, how many Kibben Shivim Shonim? It just isn't the same. Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Hayam mitzpalel b'knisato l'beit ha-midrash u'b'yitziyato tefilah k'tzara. Rav Nechunya ben Akana was always seen praying something when he came into the Beit HaMidrash and praying something very brief when he left the Beit HaMidrash. And they asked him, what is this? I'm going to mama call the tefillah zo. Amar lem b'knisati ani mitpalel shelo ye'era dvar takalal yavi. When I go in, I want to make sure that nothing that I do today is going to cause problems. I don't want to make any mistakes and hurt anybody's ilhava. Will be yitziyati on my way out ani noteno da'al kofi. I thank the good Lord for giving me a place in the Beit Midrash. Tonarabonim, b'knisato ma'o omer, what was his feeling here? Yiratzon lufanach Hashem Elokai shelo ye'era dvar takala al yadi. That no mistakes, no takola, should come through the way that I learn this again. V'lo akashel b'dvar halakha, nor if I'm asked dvar halakha, should I make a mistake in a psach? And if I do, I know everybody will be so happy, which will throw them straight into hell. I wouldn't want that to happen either. V'yisbechu b'chavir, I don't want my friends to get happy over my fall. So, because then I'll be even responsible for their happiness, which, you know. So it would be better if I'm always right and they don't have anything to be happy about. That's how Rashi learns. Mashallah, it's kipshuto. I would like that my chaverim should be happy with me, and that what I say should find favor in their eyes, and not that I should be found to have made a mistake, which will make everyone sad. V'lo omar al tameh tohor. V'lo al tohor tameh. Not that there's any difference between mach and rabbi mechel. You have to say what's right. Nor should my friends make any mistakes which would cause me to maybe have a little schadenfreude with them. That's mach for him, and I don't want that to happen either. It would be terrible for me. Again, according to Marsha, this means, and let me enjoy my friends. You'll notice, by the way, that this Mishnah is makbil, and as usually we find, that a previous sugya introduces the centerpiece of the next Mishnah, assuming that the centerpiece indeed is the interrelationship between Tavim and the Beit Midrash. And that's what Rav Yochanan was attempting to deal with. And then the whole story of Bo Bayom is brought into Gemara, not agav, the sugya of the Zman of Arvit, but rather those two sugyas are interrelated because of this Mishnah.
I heard from a Chaim Steinerschlieg that cook, that's a different gears of Karos instead of Kronos, Karos being an abbreviation for Kekosos or Teotros.
Okay, we're not up to there yet.
But you can't be ready.
I don't know. Right now I was in the middle of saying a shot that I think was very valuable. This is a nice Russia. But, yeah.
Okay, so he said, "Moda lino fanecha Hashem." What was his mitzvilato? Moda lino fanecha Hashem elokai. She samta chokim yoshvei beit hamidrash, velo samta chokim yoshvei kranot. Or he has another girsa, yoshvei kir kasaot. You know, I don't want to be with people who spend their time in the circus.
The
theater, of course. He doesn't want me to be quoting movies anymore. Rashi learns over here, Yoshvei Kron, he's the referring to, you know, the guys that hang out on the corner and they play, you know, like Arabs do. Sheshbash. Exactly. Chedvanim, he brings that. The people, you know, they have their little stands, you know, everybody hangs out in the kiosk. And, you know, cafes. Okay, שאני משכים והם משכים. אני משכים לדברי תורה והם משכים לדברים בטלים. אני אמר והם אמרים, אני אמר ומקבל שכר. והם אמרים ואינם מקבלים שכר. אני רץ והם רצים, אני רץ לחיילם הבא והם רצים לבאר שחס. תודה רבנות, כשחלה רבי אליעזר נכנסו תמידיו לבקרו, אמרו לו רבינו, למדינו אורחות חיים ונזכה בהם לחיילם הבא. And again, it's part of the same song, yeah? Amalam hizaharu bechvot chavreichem. You want to know how to get to Olam Haba? You should be careful with the cover of your friends. You see how clearly the interrelationship with Rabbi Akiva and Rishon Bayakar. It's not much thematic to the sugya.
But his name is absent. I didn't know this from the sugya before. He was from the village of the sugya before. But see, why wasn't he raised?
On the contrary, isn't there a little problem of Rabbi Eliezer's position here? Don't allow your children to go to these modern Bible classes, you know, because they'll end up just spending their time learning Chumash. They won't have the slightest idea what they're talking about, not knowing Dar Shabbat. On the contrary, put them between the legs of Tamidei Chachamim. They should be makabel the derech of the Dar Shabbat, and then they can understand Tanakh. But to have them learning Tanakh, that's all you need. You'll end up as Bible critics or something. And when you daven, you should know that you're standing in front of the Shechina, and it should not be just a habit with you. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was ill and was about to die. So nirtas tamidav levakro. His tamidim walked in to the levakir. He ran shiralatam itchilivkot. When he saw them, he started to cry. Amru lo talmidav, ner Yisrael, amud hayamani, patish hachazak, mipnei ma ata bocha? Why in the world should somebody like you be crying? I mean, a person who was the light of all of Klal Yisrael, the amud hayamini, the patish hachazak, how is it that you're crying? Amar lahem, what do you mean? Ilu lifnei melech basar v'dam hayolam alechin oti, shayom kanu machar v'keber. Even if I was going for a vin to a human king, what's a human king? He's here today, gone tomorrow. Im koisalai im kaso kasalam. If he's mad, what's he going to do about it? He's going to be dead soon. Imosrani, if he puts me in jail, any yisro yisroolam. Nothing's forever. Even if he kills me, im mitato mitatolam. That death is not forever. And the truth is, you can always talk your way out of it, buy your way out of it. Ani yokol lefaiso bedvarim, I can be meshachto bimomom. Nonetheless, boy, I'd be scared out of my wits. Afapik and ayiti bocher. Makshav shemol lechinoti, lefnei melech machem lapim akadosh baruch hu. There's nothing I can do to talk my way out of anything. Not to mention the fact there's two paths in front of them. One of them goes to Gan Eden, and one of them goes to Gehinnom. I don't know where I'm going. What are you saying? I shouldn't be crying. My soul can be shown and talk about what's going on. And after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wants to teach his Talmidim, I mean, why wasn't he Yosef Betshuva? If that's what he was worried about, I mean, what's he was specific about it? There's a lot of different approaches, a famous approach. It's clear, actually. Anyway, I mean, it's the quoted in my Rebbe, but I mean, he says obviously he wasn't specific about his mice. Rather, he knew his mice. He was specific whether he was right about his mice, not about his mice. So there's a lot of different approaches. Mamish, that we shouldn't talk about it. I have an approach that I hold as Mamish. Boruch Kachama, I didn't see it anywhere. And it's Nogea, the continuation of the Sugya. So Amrulo Rabbeinu Borchenu. So they said to him, give us a brocha. So he said to them, Yirat Sar Shetemore Shamayim Aleichem, Kemore Boser Vadam. That you should have Mere Shamayim the way you have Mere from people. So they said, that's it. Hakan, that's your bracha, your parting bracha. That's pretty disgusting. You must think we're like really a bunch of no goodness. Amalim halavai. What are you talking about? Halavai you should have. Nourish your mind the way you're afraid of people. Jehu, I'll bring you a riot. A person doesn't have error. He's afraid someone will see him. He's afraid someone will see him. What do you mean? God is seeing him. What's he afraid? Someone is seeing him. Elamai, people don't care about God. So if I'm telling you, you should be afraid of God the same way you're afraid you'll be seen. So you see that a tremendous migraine? Bishat p'tirato amar lehem. As he was dying, he told them, panu kelim b'pnei atum. Now take out all of the kelim from the house, but they shouldn't become tame when I die. So you know, some bring a riot from here against the shita that holds that tzaddikim are not matame. As it says beferish, he said it's matame. However, others taina that the whole din of that there's no tuma by Talmud Chacham doesn't refer to kelim at all. It refers to iser tuma l'gavi kohen. So the fact that he didn't want the kelim to be tame, which afterwards they would remain tame, is not right. It's fine. Prepare a seat for Chizkiyo, who is coming to be Malavami. So you should have covered for Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. It sure sounds that he thought he was a pretty big tzaddik. Chizkiyo is coming to be Malavami. So some learn he said this in order that the Talmidim shouldn't be Chayshirim, maybe some kind of real balavera. I mean, he's crying. We don't find anybody else doing this. And he's putting on such a show of dying. And then Manushak, if he has something, then let him do tshuva. I mean, so therefore, he wanted to show them. The Sefer HaGilgulim says that he was a Gilgul of Chizkiyo. Reb Sadia Gaon says that he was a descendant of Chizkiyo, which is all Shiloh because there's some who learned that he was a Kohen, Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai. And they bring a Raya from this. Tosis also brings Raya from elsewhere that he wasn't a Kohen. And they bring from Reb Sadia Gaon from this Gemara that it must have been that he was a relative of Chizkiyo, and so Mamela he felt that Chizkiyo was going to be Malada him, and therefore it must be that he's not a Kohen. Anyway, yeah, otherwise what's it? It's not Ben Achaben. I mean, it's related to anybody. Okay, so here's where I have my pshat. I think it's a beautiful pshat. The reason that Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda was coming to be Malada Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai is because the two of them led equivalent lives. Both of them had to make a decision as to what to do with Yerushalayim. Chizkiyo had to decide whether to surrender to Sancheirim. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had to decide whether to be Mavakish from Caesar for Yerushalayim or Yavna. He decided for Yavna. The Gemara says, if he was given three requests, he could have asked to save Yerushalayim. He didn't. Because he felt that then he would lose it all. It was better to have Yavna. When he says here that I see two paths in front of me, one that goes to hell and one that goes to Gan Eden, that was his problem. I don't know. Because even at the time of Chizkiyo, we know that there was the whole Siyah of Shivna who held it, and Chizkiyo held that they were the rabbis. And that you would have to follow them, because the rabbis were 30,000 people in that base of Medrash, and they get his 20,000 who paskin that you're supposed to surrender to some favors. It was only after the Navi told them that it's Kesher Rishoyim, and that they don't count. In a minute, he can't decide that on his own. And again, the whole Maisa we shared that we're in fact Shivna. Try to surrender to Sancheirim and so on. Very much what happened with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they were trying to fight, he had to sneak out. So he's not sure, is he Shivna or is he Chizkiyo? Right? It's an unbelievable situation to be in, to never know whether the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of you, or whether you saved Klal Yisrael because of Yavna. I mean, it's an unbelievable situation. That's why it's not a normal, you're asking somebody, what are you crying? You say, well, I understand. You know, I made a judgment that was probably the most insane judgment choice ever made in history, right? I mean, a decision like that, you're talking about the lives of millions of people, and it's like on the edge of a knife, analyzing the psychology, the geopolitics. I mean, it's just impossible.
He said, Esher Habalei Hatzalot,
even
his request.
Yeah, he wasn't sure.
He was there.
It's a miyodeya. So Mamela, he felt that Chizkiyo, not the only other person in history that had ever been put into such a position, was Chizkiyo. Okay, so the result is he must have been an actual Gilgal of Chizkiyo, a descendant of Chizkiyo, then obviously because of the Spicer. But it certainly is part of the Metzias of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But once you see this, it's not the way to understand the Sugya. It's Rami Shabbat Rabbor. He's making it clear in the end, what am I talking about? You know, you can be sure if I'm here, Chizkiyo will be here. You know, we're both facing this. You know,
and that's,
yeah, we have an obvious. Yeah, so that's the question: whether when he said that's going to be Malavami to din, and it's going to be malavami to support me. I mean, that's, that part isn't clear, which part he means. But he's certainly letting us know what he had on his mind.
I'm sorry for that, but let's go back. When Rebbe first said this to Yeshiva, and I said this over this week for the reasons that's accepted, it was why when he saw his Talmidim did he break out crying?
Yeah.
Because he chose them over Yavis, that's the trigger to the crying.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's when the Talmidim, when he sees the Talmidim, that brings to
that's
the
right, this right. issue. Others when he was bokeh because this whole thing was a lima to the tummy. Sure, I mean, I don't believe it.
What is native
to here? Then he allowed himself to express it. Okay. Otherwise, you know, but he wants the tummy to understand what he's up to. Certainly the same young. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, I guess we're a little behind. We'll do the mission tomorrow. Over now.